Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, prepare to embark on a journey like no other. We are diving into the vibrant world of First Nations cultures and histories, where stories come alive and wisdom whispers through the wind. Buckle up as we explore the magic of Come Together at Nawilinok, along with our very own creations, a heartfelt letter, a resonant songline, and a captivating visual story.
Welcome, esteemed listeners. My name is Vaishnavi, and this is my companion Suhas, and we are going to take you through the unit we are learning at school, which is known as the First Nations people. What are we waiting for? Zoom in.
All that soon, but first, I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we meet today, the Dark Land, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and future. I extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders peoples here today.
Thanks, Suhas. Now let me take you through the adventures with the enchanting books of Come Together and Nawilinok. These stories were not just words on paper. They are portals to the ancient and vibrant spirit of First Nations peoples. Well, have you heard what a wonderful class is doing on this unit? Here's Suhas to tell you about it.
Thanks, Vaishnavi. This term, 5-6-W have been doing amazing and fun projects, such as writing a letter to an Aboriginal elder, making a fun songline, and creating digital game time stories. We have done so much research, which helped us get a lot of knowledge about Aboriginal culture. I would like to thank Mr. Williams, our class teacher, for this.
As you have some information from Suhas, we will be diving into First Nations cultures, traditions, and etc. First of all, who are they? First Nations people saw the heartbeat of this land. Their cultures have thrived for thousands of years, and their stories, songs, and dances continue to inspire us all. Let's celebrate their incredible spirit and resilience.
Vaishnavi, let me tell about their culture and traditions, because you told a lot now.
Sure, go ahead.
Finally, thank you. As Vaishnavi explained who are First Nations peoples, let me dive you into their cultures and traditions. Diving into the rich tapestry of First Nations cultures and languages, each word, each dance, and each ceremony is a thread in the grand fabric of their heritage. Through research and learning, we uncover the beauty and wisdom that have been passed down generations.
Appreciate that, Suhas. Now that I am back, let me take you through First Nations peoples and histories. Let's journey back through time to explore the rich and diverse histories of First Nations peoples. Discover the ancient rock art that tells stories of past, revealing cultural practices and spiritual beliefs that have shaped generations. Learn about the historic battles and treaties that have defined their resilience and determination. Each archaeological find and historical document uncovers a new piece of the puzzle, adding depth to the enduring legacy of First Nations communities. These rich histories not only celebrate their profound connection to the land and each other, but also highlight the significant contributions and enduring spirit of First Nations peoples throughout time.
Vaishnavi, shouldn't we preserve this rich culture so that it can be passed down generation?
Indeed. Why don't you speak about this one?
Preserving First Nations cultures and languages is a heartfelt mission filled with love and respect. Imagine the richness of each word spoken, carrying the echoes of countless generations, and each tradition honored like vibrant threads in its grand tapestry. This dedication ensures that the invaluable wisdom of the past remains a guiding star, shining brightly and lighting the way for future generations. It's not just preservation, it's a celebration for heritage and the vibrancy of First Nations legacies.
Thanks, Suhas. As we reflect on this journey, we recognize the depth of our learning and growth. The teachings of First Nations cultures have profoundly enriched our lives, broadening our horizons. Let's honor this wisdom and continue to learn with open hearts and open minds. Let's preserve this culture and give it life. Well, looks like it's time out.
Yeah.
Okay then, podcast enthusiasts, we shall end up this conversation, but let's remember to celebrate the incredible heritage of First Nations peoples.
Yeah, let's embrace their stories, respect their wisdom, and work hand in hand to build a future that honors their past.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, it's Vaishnavi and
Subhash
zooming out.